Okay, so what I'd like to do now is to talk to you a little bit about some new initiatives in our department regarding our curriculum, and specifically undergraduate curriculum. So specifically, I'd like to talk about a new initiative in internet technology. This is something which we effectively started doing maybe 2 years ago, with introducing one specific course on network protocols. But the way we envision this in the future is to have an entire entire certificate for a bachelor of computer science majors, leading to an additional sort of a couple of courses above the requirements for computer for computer science major. So, what is the Internet Technology Initiative? This is a combination of three ideas, and I will talk about each aspect in the following slides. So first, Internet Technology Certificate for Computer Science Majors, and I will talk about specific courses which we are proposing, and how these courses are going to prepare students and our graduates for jobs outside. Then I will talk a little bit, I will not talk much about summer courses. I'll talk a little bit about Internet Incubator. That's another idea which we are pursuing. I have to say that we are enjoying the enthusiastic support of FAS. And we are in the process of formulating the curriculum. At that point, we are currently discussing these matters at the departmental level, so it's not yet something which is completely 100% decided, but we hope it will soon be. So please treat it sort of like a snapshot of the progress in this direction. We'll hope to start with the sequence of courses in September 97, but that's modular, of course, approvals in the Congress. So, let me just talk to you a little bit about the courses which we are planning to add and the way they're going to be structured. First of all, the demand for this kind of courses dealing with development of web servers, you know, understanding of the network, understanding of internet protocols, the demand for courses like this is just tremendous. We have at this point one course which Miles Murdoka and I started 2 years ago, and it's oversubscribed to the limits. I mean, basically, he's getting 75 students, and another 75 have to be turned down because everybody wants to take a course in which you learn about internet and you get you know, a good background, which you know, employers are asking all over the place. I mean, you know that today, essentially, when you, I have to tell you this anecdote because it's so typical to the current situation in the industry. My son, who was a freshman last year, he took a summer job at Belcor, and he learned a little bit of Java. He just started learning this. And he posted several messages to Java News Group because he wanted to find out about something. Well, the way now, in the, you know, he immediately got, in a week, he got two or three phone calls from headhunters, wanting to look at people who post to them, you know? And essentially, he just told me that two of them were actually trying to persuade him to drop out of college. I mean, he's a sophomore now, and offering a salary around $60,000. Essentially, that's that. So, I mean, that really scares me to death, you know, because, I mean, as much, of course, it scares me to death of my son dropping out of college, but can you imagine how these web services are going to look like, and how internet is going to work in the future if indeed people with minimal background will be employed and will be used to develop this kind of services and develop software. Mm-hmm. I mean, we feel sort of responsible here as an educational institution to offer this kind of background, so in the future things will not go bad. I mean, you know, basically that's our part. We have to respond to this challenge. The reason the situation is the way it is that there are simply very few people trained adequately in this direction. Yesterday I had an interesting discussion, a couple of days, I had an interesting discussion with a company called MTV Online, which recently, in the last 2 years, hired several of our graduates as interns, I mean, they, and they, subsequently they hired them. So I talked to them a little bit about, you know, they're developing very sophisticated, you know, websites on internet. So I talked to them a little bit about a possible collaboration, you know, with us, offering internships, you know, maybe giving us some feedback in terms of what they need. And I got essentially a confirmation of what I thought, that there is a complete lack of talent on the market right now, people who would be qualified to do this kind of software development. So there is a large gap, and you know, we intend to fill it, and we intend to proceed, you know, very energetically in this direction. So at this point, what we are proposing is, we are proposing a sequence of three courses. And this is, by the way, not all a part of Internet Certificate. Some of these courses will be a part of the regular curriculum. What I'm talking here about the Java courses and three levels, beginners, intermediate, and advanced, some of these courses we are already offering. It's just that we are offering them in a different platform, in C and C++. We are in the process of converting to Java. This additional course, I mean, Don will talk a little bit more about it. I'm working on this curriculum with Don Smith, and he will later explain a little bit more about these courses. But essentially, there will be three levels. What I mean by advanced level is a level when people will learn about threads and blocks and, you know, more sophisticated asynchronous programming. About Java, they will also learn more about user interfaces. I feel that we have not paid sufficient attention to the whole business of user interfaces in our education. Typically, students learn about user interfaces by themselves. There's no element in the program so far which really teaches effectively user interfaces. And as you know, 70-80% of the code development or code is really going into the user interfaces. So it's a very important part of the curriculum which we have to add. The course specifically, which the two courses we are specifically going to add to strengthen the curriculum is the existing course on network protocols, but right now we have everything being taught within the course. So client-server, distributed processing, web services, everything is in that course. So of course, that's not a great idea. We are going to have a separate course in which students will learn about TCP/IP and possibly some other broadband protocols like ATM and wireless. Essentially, that would be a knowledge of network protocols for someone maybe who wants to become a network administrator, who would like to understand how the network works. This is not going to be a part of a computer major. This is going to be an elective and a part of Internet Certificate program. And finally, on the top of this, the course which we are currently developing, which is we are going to offer on an experimental basis this semester, which we call Advanced Web Programming. And this is, if I was going to give it a number in our undergraduate curriculum, it would be, we have 400 corresponds to our most senior courses. I would call it 499 or something like this, because indeed this course has almost everything, should have almost everything as a prerequisite. Should have databases, should have distributed systems, should have definitely a good understanding of reliability, security, things like that. What we would like people to learn in that course is essentially how to develop web servers, how to build web servers, and to understand issues like scalability, or the scalable design, security, reliability, and fault tolerance, things which at this point are not adequately placed in our program. We are revising, in fact, our systems curriculum to address these issues a little bit more. We are adding a course on distributed systems. There's a lot of you know, arguments to have this kind of course now in undergraduate curriculum. We typically used to have courses like that for graduate students only, but we think that we would like to create a true you know, people who will be leading this program would really understand, you know, both client-server processing and distributed processing, as well as, you know, knowledge of protocols. Now, additionally to this, and I will come up with a specific structure, of course, maybe Don will discuss it a little bit, but we would like to see on the top of this internships with industry, in industry. The same way as several companies started setting it up sort of informally, you know, 2-3 students at a time, we would like to see it as a more permanent part of our curriculum. So for example, like, the best idea would be to have maybe in the last semester a senior design project in which a student goes to industry and develops some, you know, real code, you know, which is agreed upon by the, you know, by the advisor from the university, but which is doing something useful outside. There is a tremendous demand, students want to do it. There's a tremendous demand for students like this who can have on the Vita real development. So what I will talk a little bit later about, the way I would like to structure our collaboration with industry, I would like to see companies which would be interested in offering internships like this. And I think it's a great idea for a company because you can find out more about our students and you can see who is good. And for us, it's great also because we'll offer hands-on experience. As you know, in this particular area, this is absolutely critical. So we would like to follow up with you on this idea. Now let me back off a little bit and say, okay, why do it here? Why do we have Rutgers? I feel that there is a very strong argument that Rutgers could become a sort of a center of education for this kind of profile. And why? Well, it was already mentioned before by President Lawrence, and guess from whom this quote was borrowed, because basically New York and New Jersey are surprisingly matching San Francisco and Silicon Valley in terms of number of web publishing and web-related companies and startups. Typically, Silicon Valley is, of course, way ahead in terms of any other software development company, but because of a specific situation of specific profile of industry in New York, which is publishing, media, companies, you have a phenomenon which is known as Silicon Alley, which deals with part of Soho. There's a bunch of, maybe a mile-long stretch when you have a lot of startup companies, multi-media companies. MTV Online is probably an example of a bigger one. There are a lot of startups, and all of them are looking for talent. All of them want to hire people and grow. And that's what I read recently, that the total capitalization of these companies is compatible to San Francisco. That's still not that impressive because New York is much bigger, but I mean, there's an opportunity here. And I see a tremendous opportunity for our program to be one of the major producers of talent to feed this industry. We are located right in the middle of telecommunication land. You know, we have AT&T, Belcom, we have a number of telecommunication companies. The demand is here and we should respond to it. And I think that I'm happy to report that the university understands it very well and wants to move in this direction. As I said, we have already started, but I mean the program has a much much broader impact. Perhaps, Don, would you like to discuss maybe the specifics, since Don is involved very heavily in the design? Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do this very quick and sort of give some details to what Tomas was describing. By showing you our curriculum, both as it stands and as we envision it, first we're going to show you 2 years, the first 2 years, which are the introductory level, and in the second slide, I'll show you the second 2 years, which has the internet certificate and specifics. This is the curriculum. This is roughly semester 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first 2 years come down to here. The key things that we're looking to do now in revising the curriculum are on the left. First one is do the first 2 years in one language, pick your language, we pick Java. The second thing is do it in one OS, we're going to pick Unix because we're a university. The reason for the oneness here is that you get students after 2 years understanding what a programming language does for you, or to you all. And they understand what an operating system is. It doesn't matter what operating system, it doesn't matter what language. Somebody who knows C++ can easily learn skills in another language. But it does matter that you develop strong foundations in one area and come to understand what's going on. So what we've done here is taken these three courses. Tomas mentioned those three as the courses. These two already exist. Right now they're overcrowded by subject area. It's very hard to cover the material we want to cover in two courses. By introducing the third course, by extending the material to cover threads, asynchronous processes, GUI interfaces, we have the time now to build that foundation. The things that we're going to do here in the last one, the key element, is problem solving. If they can't solve problems, if we can't solve problems, then sort of all is lost. Mathematics, There's some very interesting stuff going on over here in discrete math 2, which is being revised to address many of the issues in here. That's an existing course, but it's being revised this semester. Programming, you look at programming, you're looking over here. And development environments, you're looking over here also. Again, development environments, it's nice to be able to program. It's nice to know an operating system. But if you don't know many of the details, you get lost in this impact. So you need to learn how to work in some development environment and tool. So after 2 years, students may want to go into AI. They may want to go into language development. They may want to go into databases. They may want to go into internet technology. If they do, this is the picture. What you see here in the red is the net communications course that Tomas has just spoken about. That's in place and working. Distributed systems is a new course that will be introduced. And advanced web programming sort of is the capstone of the whole thing. The arrows are dependencies, which are 90% accurate. Someday they'll be 95% accurate. They'll never be 100% accurate. The things we want to hit on the internet certificate is distributed systems, a specific course that addresses the issues of distributed systems. What happens when there are multiple users and multiple processes? Things are happening asynchronously. That's very different than a standard single-user, single-processor operating system. So that's an essential when you go out to the web. The second thing are communication protocols. How do you do this? Lots of interesting questions that you have to understand and address. What do you do if you're wireless? It's very different than what you do if you're not wireless. What do you do if you have batteries instead of plugging into the wall? You have to know how these things are effective. And lastly, the advanced web programming, which builds on everything here. I have listed a typical undergraduate program. I included software engineering and database management systems. They wouldn't be necessary, but they form a very nice complement to this structure. People would want to need to do database management over here, and they probably would benefit from software engineering, but these can be switched in and out. The basic thrust of the new initiative is in the red. And I'll turn it back to Tomas to finish up and tell you why this is going to solve all the problems.
Yeah, all the time, I think. Well, this is just the beginning. I just want to give you now a little bit more about our slightly more entrepreneurial ideas, which we would like to build an app to, and you might be also interested in people from industry may be interested in. Personally, what I would like to see, at the university a place for entrepreneurs, for people who have ideas, you know, bright young kids who would like to develop an internet service, you know, follow the footsteps of creators of Yahoo or Mark Anderson, but, you know, provide an environment which would be friendly to this kind of initiative, rather than doing it, you know, sort of unofficially, provide something, facilitate this kind of development. So I proposed the idea of internet incubator, which is at this point pretty loose, but you know, what we would like to do is we would like to have space, and we would like to have a number of machines, and we would like to offer this space to students who are interested in developing ideas which may lead to commercial products. And what we would like to do also is to offer some assistance in terms of business and entrepreneurship training. So it wouldn't be just software development, but a lot of times people don't understand the basic, you know, the basic elements of how to start a business, you know, how to do it, what, how to get funding. I mean, essentially, how to go through the entire process. This is done essentially through the back door. So the idea is to provide a startup assistance and open this kind of facility here with an understanding that, you know, as far as the university is concerned, there will be interest on the university part, obviously. If the company starts, you know, from the incubator, there will be some interest for the university. I mean, it's not entirely altruistic on our part to do it. On the other hand, I think it's high time to introduce this kind of activities through the front door. Okay, they're happening at other universities. In fact, people are telling me that in order to get tenure at Stanford, you have to be a millionaire. Is this true? But it almost looks like this. I don't mean that we have to apply to the, you know, promotion process, God forbid. I think I've misspoke again. I would be criticized by my colleagues. But it was just a joke, okay? But I think that there is a lot of, recently, is Bobby here?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, you told me recently that you asked in your class how many of your students would like to start companies.
Yes.
And you got some, pretty sizable response for the class.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the number of people who really are thankful will be two.
That's not this one.
Zero.
Now, another activity which was recently brought to my attention by another colleague, just to give you an idea where our thinking is going, is to give students, that would be, this is more kind of a profit-oriented activity, a non-profit-oriented activity would be, there's a bunch of programs at Rutgers at this point where students take community service, the community service, they develop services for non-profit organizations. So for example, they design a database system for a non-profit organization. This is done for free in return for a credit, and it's a good part on the resume. So one idea which we came up recently with would be that perhaps a part of the activity like this could be a two-credit project which would involve setting up a web page or a website for a non-profit organization for free, but gaining experience and gaining personal and business experience of dealing with real users. So that's something which recently came up, and I'm very excited to explore. But these are some of the more entrepreneurial kind of activities on the top of Internet Technology Program, which we would like to explore. Now, I want to maybe flash this a little bit, just to tell you, coming back to the overall curriculum, and going back to the structure of the curriculum, I decided, we started the discussion within our faculty to look at our program not at the very level of, very structured, which course leads to which course, that has to be done, but from the point of view of what skills we would like to see students leading Rutgers that they have, that they understand the issues. And sort of we started this kind of issue-oriented design and mapping those issues back into courses. And that's a very interesting exercise because when I started doing this and looking at things like reliability, performance evaluation, protection and security, scalability, object-oriented design, mobile code issues, dealing with Java and issues related to this, distributed processing, I've noticed that quite a number of them are absolutely critical. We couldn't back to our curriculum, we couldn't find them. So that's part of the our urge to sort of redesign the curriculum in such a way that these issues, and this is by no means an exclusive list, and this is just a bunch of examples, that these issues will be mapped back to the program. But that's a larger picture of of our system curriculum. It's sort of parallel to Internet technology. Today I really wanted to sort of talk to you about Internet technology. Why am I talking here about this? Well, because, and it leads to my next subject, which is partnership with industry. And I am very pleased to see a large number of companies and industry people attending this event. And I think that this is a first step for hopefully for a fruitful cooperation in the future. I think that you've seen what we can offer. I hope that the picture is positive. You've seen our presentations, research presentations. You've seen at least some of our demos and the way our thinking is going. You've seen our posters. And I've discussed with you a little bit about educational initiatives. I think that there is a number of platforms in which we can collaborate with industry. And we are extremely interested in doing it. What I would like to do is, I would like to establish an advisory board, industrial advisory board, or industrial liaison program. There are different names for this. And I would like to set up a meeting with you. Unfortunately, today, I don't think that 20 minutes will do the job. So I'm sorry for whetting the appetite for a meeting, but I mean, there's no way we could, in 20 minutes, discuss the specifics. I mean, there's a lot of issues. So my proposal is to set up a meeting very soon, perhaps in November, with all parties interested, and I will be in touch with you
Please leave your name and your company name. We already have you on the list, but with indication that you're interested to follow up on this, because I would like to set up a meeting very soon, so your memories are still fresh and hopefully they're good, so we can discuss, you know, what would be the most fruitful way to collaborate. Let me give you some ideas, okay? I see two different platforms. I see research and education. And research-wise, you know, there's a number of, you know, wonderful research projects which we have. You've seen some of them. You're absolutely invited to look at our webpage and find out about other projects. And of course, we welcome, you know, research collaboration. We are doing it already, but we would like to do more of this. Educational collaboration, that's something which is very interesting. I would like to hear your feedback in terms of our curriculum. I would like to hear the feedback of industry in terms of what skills we would like to see, and I would like to take it under consideration when we design our program. I don't mean necessarily to compromise our academic standards and do a vocational training. That's not what we mean here. We would like to teach principles. We are not going to teach here, you know, how to operate a specific, you know, operating system or how to be versatile with Macintosh. That's not our objective. Our objective is to teach principles. And I would like to find out with you what these principles are, which you would like to see. So a board like this, a body like this could have influence on our program, could, of course, create internships and join projects, senior design projects. As I said, could help in our curriculum development. I could see also more entrepreneurial ideas, which I described along the lines of the incubator. Essentially, we are very forward thinking here. It's a new ground, but we are very enthusiastic. That's why I organized this meeting. I wanted to present our department to you. Now, for you, it's time to go home, think about it. Hopefully, the answer will be yes, and let's meet again, you know, as soon as possible. You know, I would like to schedule something in November, as I said, so we can discuss all these forms more concretely.